You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Fortune Light with Evan Canty and Michelle coming to you live from
this
the Seaport. Brought to you by Great.
So we just stumbled on another social red flag.
Oh, okay.
Like if you're getting married on the other side of 40, you can't accept a wedding gift.
What?
You can't. You can't accept a wedding gift. I'm sorry. You can't do it. If you're getting married on the other side of 40, you can't accept a wedding gift.
That's ridiculous.
No, it's not ridiculous.
I don't know.
At that point, you have to offset your costs. At that point in life, you should be able to afford it.
Not everybody can afford that. I think you have to offset your costs.
If you're getting married, you can afford it.
To realize what wedding you can and can't afford.
Hold on. I feel offended here.
You can't be. You should feel offended.
So if I get married over 40, because I am over 40, you're not giving me a gift?
No,
I'm not giving you a gift, Nuno. No. And I'd be offended if you asked for a gift.
What?
I'd be offended, yeah. I'd be offended.
I'm not going to ask you for a gift, but like... All right, whatever.
I've literally never heard of this. That's a thing?
I think we just stumbled into it. Yeah.
I will say, I'm in my 30s and not married. My parents have had a wedding fund for me for a long time. They've saved up for like many years in case that day ever came that they would have the money to throw me a wedding. In my 30s, I feel uncomfortable taking that money. I would not want my parents to pay for my wedding.
Oh, that's different.
It would be a huge
fight. You guys are talking about two different things.
No, but in that same vein, I would also feel really uncomfortable to have a lot of people spend a lot of money for my wedding at this juncture in my life.
Yeah, like if my parents or her parents wanted to give us a gift as a couple, cool. But I feel uncomfortable asking my wedding guests to give me a gift. Like when my wife and I got married a couple of years ago, instead of gifts, we asked in lieu of that people donate to our favorite charities, which they did.
Wait a second. Okay, let me go back for a second. I want to make sure I understand this properly. There's a difference between who pays for the wedding and a guest giving a gift, right?
Yeah.
Are you saying, Smalls, that your parents who have saved up for the hypothetical wedding, you wouldn't want to take their money for that?
It would be a big fight between us because it's something that they want to do for me and they want that moment to be able to throw me this wedding. But as I have gotten older and I understand how hard it is to make money and save money, I understand the value of a dollar. I feel uncomfortable taking that.
That I understand. Okay.
Can I go a step further?
What's up?
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous to have to give people wedding gifts anyway. Period.
I don't care how old you are.
You're inviting me. You're asking me to come to this thing. I'm spending money to come to this thing that you invited me to.
Exactly.
Why do I now have to give you a gift?
Exactly.
This is insane.
I'm with Pat on that one.
Just save your money. Don't have the wedding. If you need the money, don't have the wedding.
Pat, wrong segment.
And if you're on the other side of 40, you should know better. You should know exactly what Pat Costello just said.
Well, your
gift is your presence at my wedding. That is the gift. Thank you for coming.
You're dropping $100,000 on a wedding? Now I have to give you a gift?
You have to subsidize somebody's wedding.
Basically, that's what it is.
I'll tell you, I was given advice right before I got married, which is great advice.
What's up?
Don't focus as much on the wedding as you do the marriage. And I think that plays a factor. Like, you don't have to have the biggest, fanciest wedding where you're spending a ton of money because guess what? The next day you have less money and you're married theoretically for a long time. So use that money then. But I don't think anyone would go to a wedding thinking they're not supposed to give a gift because of the age. I just don't think – like, if Nuno got married in that hypothetical, of course I'm giving a gift.
No, I'm not saying it should be a situation where because of their age I'm not giving a gift. What I'm saying is – the person that is having the wedding should let me off the hook by saying, hey, we don't need a gift from you. We just want you to be there. Your presence is the gift.
But you're still going to give a gift, aren't you?
No.
If somebody says don't give a gift, you're still going to give a gift.
No. Because I think if you say I don't want a gift, you probably really mean it.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't want to offend you by doing something that you don't want. I would take my cues from the person whose wedding it is. If you say no gifts, I'm not going to give you a gift. If you say we would love for you to donate to our charity, I'm going to write you a check.
I'm stunned by this. I did not know that a wedding after 40 means absolutely no gifts.
Yeah, but how long ago did you get married?
Me?
Yeah.
2011.
How old were you?
Yeah, decades ago.
Were you in your 20s?
He said decades ago.
Decades ago. No, I was 31 when I got married. So I could accept the gifts?
Well, sure. I think when you are giving gifts for a couple, a lot of times it's a younger couple and you're trying to help them build their life, right? You're saying, you don't have a toaster. You don't have this. So we're going to help.
I don't have a toaster.
Well, same thing at a baby shower, right? Like you don't have all of the resources you need to be able to take care of this baby. So we as a community, as your tribe of people, are going to help you out. I feel like when you get to a certain point in your life, if you get married, you probably already have a house that's furnished, that has all of these things.
Yes.
You probably have a car. You have reached certain financial milestones.
Or at least should have. Exactly.
But if you haven't and you want gifts, that's totally fine too. I'm happy to give you a gift. But I just think maybe as you get older, the thought process is, I don't need as much, so I'm not going to ask as much.
What happens in professional athlete circles, right? When you guys go to each other's weddings, is it a – like, cause based on that logic, we know that professional athletes make a good living. They've earned a tremendous living by working as hard as they can and putting their lives on the line, in your case, to do that. Do you give each other gifts?
No.
You just show up and have a good time?
You just show up and have a good time.
Yeah,
no,
I like that.
No.
And it's like weird if they give you a gift.
What am I going to give an NFL player?
I don't know.
What am I going to give somebody?
$50 in cash.
What am I going to give somebody that can get whatever they want to get?
Yeah, what do you
get? Whatever they want, they
give them a gift card.
A bowl.
Kirk Cousins gift card to Coles. Here you go, bro.
Kirk Cousins would love it.
Right? But I'm just saying, what are you going to give?
I don't know. I guess so. In that case, the presence is the gift.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. The social red flag that started, by the way, I guess, is there a one that you've met somebody where you would say is greater than this in terms of the social red flag? The person that Smalls met that was in their 30s that had never been invited to a wedding, which is a big, big, big red flag, as you've pointed out. Plus, is CeCe right and Smalls right about this wedding gift thing, that if you're past 40, you don't give someone a wedding gift? Billy in Illinois listening on Sirius XM 80. What's up, Billy?
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
Morning.
Hey. So the gift thing, that's cool and all, but if you don't want to bring a gift, then don't enjoy the free food and free drinks that we're providing you.
Okay. What do you have to say about that, guys?
Well, you're the one that wanted to have the wedding. Like, you're inviting somebody to come and be a part of the day where you'll have your union. I don't understand.
Weddings are trades. I don't think people realize they're trades.
I got to get this off my chest. The wedding industry has spiraled out of control, okay? As a girl who's been in 7+ weddings, I have to go to your engagement shower, give you a gift. I have to go to your bridal shower, give you a gift. I have to pay probably over $1,000 to go to your bachelorette party and give you a gift. Then you want me to pay for a bridesmaid's dress and then give you another gift at your wedding? Forget it. I am tapped out on giving my hard-earned money towards other people's life decisions. Period.
Mic drop. Next call.
It's just, we have gotten to a place where we are asking too much of people to celebrate their union. That's all I'm saying.
I think people have to understand, weddings are trades. That's all they are. It's, I'm going to trade you free food and drinks, and you're going to give me the money, and it's just a trade. It's just a trade.
Yeah, but you invited me.
So you're
not going to
give...
trade. You're...
Wait a second.
I have to go.
So if Jovante...
You can decline.
Pat, Jovante is in his 20s. If he and his girlfriend got married and invited you, you wouldn't give him a gift?
No. He invited me. He's
no
asking
wonder
me
why
to
nobody
come.
Invites you to weddings.
I don't... Like, what am I giving you a gift? If Jovante's having a wedding, it's going to be at least $50,000 at the minimum. And now I have to give him a gift on to just don't have the wedding. Save your money. It's stupid.
Let's be real. Jovante, we will not know if he got married. He'll just show up and be like, yeah, I got married this
weekend.
But
that's the strange thing about it, though, right? I mean, a wedding at the end of it is just a big party celebrating two people coming together, right?
Correct.
So if you're hosting
it's a big
party,
waste of money before the party.
And you're not. But here's the thing, Pat. If you're having a party and you invite people over, do you expect the people that come to your party to give you something for having said party?
They have to. It's not,
why do they have to?
If you're having a dinner party or something, and you and your wife are invited to somebody's house, you're always bringing like a bottle of wine or a dessert or something like that. It's illogical, I agree, but that's always what you always have to bring.
You don't
something.
Want to show up empty-handed,
right?
Yeah.
And we've had people come to our house and like, I'm like, oh, I know the supermarket you just stopped at to get that. It's down the street. Yeah. I've gotten the same thing from there. Like, we don't want this, but they bring it and then we'll use it.
So
else.
You don't want it, but no, you but expect them to bring it anyway.
No, but it's
he
like.
Just cut his argument.
No. I'm saying it's become social like standards where if you're going to someone's house, you got to bring something. I don't agree with that, but you have to. And then you feel like, oh, God, we didn't bring anything. Are they going to say we didn't bring anything here? Ryan in Texas on ESPN2. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. First of all, I truly mean this. Y'all right now are the best radio show in the morning that ESPN's had in I don't know how long. Fantastic.
Oh, thanks,
Ryan. Thanks, Ryan.
I mean that truly. Couple things. One, on the pickup, I got in the truck. Canty, you're wrong on the truck. I'm in one right now. I don't have a ranch. I don't have a garden. Everybody in Texas has trucks, so it's okay.
I live in Texas. Yeah, I mean, listen, here's what I'm going to say. Based on what pickup trucks cost now relative to any other SUV, like you're choosing to go with the pickup truck over the SUV. It's a choice that I can't fully understand. I just can't get down with it. Just like it would be a choice for somebody to wear a tie that stops short of their belly button. It just doesn't make sense to me. I can't comprehend. It does not compute. Maybe it's because I got hit in the head for a living. I don't know, but it just doesn't make sense to me that you would forego the SUV for the pickup truck if you don't work in construction or a trade-related field. It makes no sense to me.
Right. I just want to make sure that people who are just tuning in know this, the CC pickup truck rules. Are you have to work in construction or a
trade-related field.
You can't, like,
you're hauling stuff around.
Yeah, if you're hauling stuff around.
I just thought if you like the car, and I always think pickup truck person must be a blue collar worker, hard. Like I don't think you're driving to Wall Street.
Exactly.
In the pickup
truck. If that's what you're doing, God bless you. Like I understand it. The utility of it makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you're saying, oh, I need a truck because I'm a homeowner, I just need to have a truck to haul stuff around, you're going to go with the pickup truck over the SUV? Doesn't make any sense.
Did we come up with another social red flag?
Just doesn't make any sense.
You see somebody in a pickup truck, you talk to them, hey, what do you do for a living? And you're like, I'm an accountant.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Concerned.
I've got so many questions.
Oh, I'm a stockbroker.
Yeah.
The stockbroker that drives the pickup truck is an interesting angle.
Is that
like, what are you doing in your downtime when you feel like you need the pickup truck, dog?
Is that the same thing as a Jeep Wrangler? Because Jeep people, like Wrangler people, are a very...
It's a class.
It's a group of people.
Yeah.
So like, you're an accountant and you've got the doors off and the roof off your Jeep and you're driving to work, give everybody the Jeep wave. Is that the same thing?
In your khakis?
It could be. It might not be the same thing, but they're kinfolk.
Like, you're not off-roading.
Yeah.
You're driving 10 minutes to work.
I don't understand that.
Kent in Myrtle Beach listening on Sirius XM80. What's up, Kent?
Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, quick shout out to Smallman, to my fellow St. Louisan. What's happening?
What's up, Kent?
What's happening? Canty, brother, I want to hit you, man. You're wrong, bro. I got two things on you. The tie thing, I was in the suit world for 13 years, brother. That tie should be over your belly button. You shouldn't be having the tie all the way down to your waistline, bud. One or two things. That tie, you don't know how to tie a tie, or you got one that's too big. Second, the truck, man, you a big man. You don't have to be in a rocking an SUV. You can definitely rock a truck. So all to the big dudes out there that's rocking trucks, that's what it's for. Love the show, guys. Appreciate you.
I'm 6'8", 350, and I drive an SUV, and I fit fine in it.
I'd like to see you in a Fiat.
Well, first, yeah, that's not
a smart
car. That's probably not going to work. But I'm confused about the tie thing now. I mean, I'm talking about a tie where the bottom stops short of your belly button.
Okay, so...
like a belly shirt tie.
Exactly. Yeah. You got a halter top tie on, bro. Yeah. Like, what are you talking about?
Now, I will say...
where in the world is that fashionable?
You've never done
never
that.
Seen that.
On TV, when you go on TV, like a Get Up or a First Take, and you wear a tie, it like makes it bigger on the knot if you tie it shorter. That's covering it up a little bit,
well,
right?
Or you could just have an extra long tie.
That would... be something that
yeah, this is have an extra long tie. I can have the nice knot, but then I can also have the tie cover my belly button.
So where's the appropriate spot for the tie to hit? Because it's not above the belly
like
button.
Right
no, below the belly button, but above the belt line.
It's okay. Not a big window.
I was going to say.
It's not a big window.
You have to be pretty accurate.
Yeah, exactly.
Should be
right.
On your belt buckle. Like on the tip should hit the belt buckle.
Okay. Exactly.
Nuno, our fashion expert.
Here we go.
So if it's above the belly button, are you buying a shorter tie or are you tying it incorrectly?
Yes.
Yes.
Get in the gym.
Okay. Yes. Unsportsmanlike is presented by Progressive Insurance.
Kent and Myrtle Beach, come on, bro. Come on, bro.
Save on commercial auto insurance from
your
Progressive.
Your friends are not being friends with you, bro.
Get a fast quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. We're Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Dan Graziano is here, ESPN NFL reporter. Anything going on in the league right now?
Yes, there's a few things. It's a slightly busy time for guys getting cut and guys getting signed and guys getting tampered with and all that stuff. Yeah, it'll be an interesting week.
Let's start with Russ. Yeah. Seems like heading in the direction of Pittsburgh. You buy it?
There's reporting out there in Pittsburgh that he's going to meet with them. I don't think any of our people have confirmed this yet, unless it happened while I was driving in today.
No.
But which is not to say it's not true, certainly. No reason to doubt the reporting. I think it's interesting that's what we have. Like, a few days after Russell got released, what we have is, he could meet with Pittsburgh. Well, who else? Right? We haven't heard anybody else. The league kind of tells you what they think of these guys. And, 35 years old, hasn't played well in a couple of years. It may just not be like the perfect exciting solution for anybody. So I think he'll end up somewhere. I think there's going to be places that make sense. I'm not entirely sure Pittsburgh is one of them, but I think it could be a little bit of a longer process than we thought.
Graz, yesterday, All-Pro defensive tackle Chris Jones for the Kansas City Chiefs posted a picture of him and Andy Reid celebrating the Super Bowl. Uh-huh. I know that it's getting around that time where they've got to consummate a deal before the start of free agency early next week. What can you tell us on that front? How are things trending?
I think they're trending toward him staying. I think there've been good conversations between the player and the team on a new contract. I think they want him back, and he doesn't necessarily want to go as long as they can get to his number. So I would not be shocked to see Chris Jones re-sign with the Chiefs before the league year opens. At this point, I think everybody on both sides knows what it's going to take. And I got the sense in Indianapolis at the combine that there was some optimism around this.
Ross, what is the framework for a Chris Jones deal? Because there's a big gap between the second highest paid defensive tackle in Aaron Donald. So what is the framework for a Chris Jones deal to stay in Kansas City?
I think ideally he would love to get to Aaron Donald's number, but I would think that if you can get it into the $30 million range, that you can get it done, right? Okay. I think that's probably at this point, at his age, he's surveyed the market here the last couple of years. If the Chiefs want to draw the line at Aaron Donald, I don't know. I mean, you could press the point, but if you're making $30 million a year at defensive tackle,
and you play with Patrick Mahomes,
and you can be in the Super Bowl and win it every year, I think at some point you probably say to yourself, you know what, it's nice to be here, and maybe else. So I at this point, I think it's trending toward him staying.
Dan, we've heard speculation about Kirk Cousins to Atlanta. We've talked briefly about Russell Wilson. What's the market like for Justin Fields right now?
Slow, and I think that's why you haven't seen a deal consummated yet. I think Ryan Poles said at the combine that he wanted to get it done before the start of free agency, and I believe him, but he's also not going to force it if the deal's not there. And if the Bears went out with Justin Fields and did not find the market they were hoping to find, then I think they regroup and they say, all right, let's see what happens with Kirk Cousins. Let's see what happens with Baker Mayfield. Let's maybe even see what happens with Russell Wilson. And then what's the market look like? Maybe there's a draft pick trade and a team goes up and now the team that went down is more interested, right? So I think that's where the Bears are right now, kind of regrouping and saying, well, maybe the market will be better in a week once some of these other situations have been sorted out.
Interesting, because we had thought maybe it gets done before free agency based on some of the stuff that Ryan Poles had said. Mm-hmm. We've had the conversation, Graz, I would love for you to weigh in on it, on could this be a gap year for Justin Fields and he goes to a team that has an established, really good quarterback and just sits back and says, all right, I got a year to learn here.
In theory, a lot depends. Well, it doesn't actually depend on what he wants because he doesn't have any control over the situation. If they trade him somewhere, he doesn't have any no trade rights or anything like that. But Justin Fields is 24 years old, 25. He turned 25 yet? He's right on the borderline of that. Mm-hmm. he's still developing as an NFL player. I think we've seen some of the great things he can do, and I think we've also seen some of the things that still need to be ironed out. So, Evan, the situation you're outlining might make sense, right? Bring him in and work on him some more. But, you know, he's also, I think he's probably one of the 32 best, right? Like, he could start in the league. So I think if you're the Bears and you're trying to get as much as you can for him, it behooves you to find a team that values him, you know, highly.
Gross, there's been some chatter about Jaden Daniels potentially being the number one overall pick over Caleb Williams. I mean, I know we're still a ways away from the draft and the Bears are still going through their evaluation of the two players, but just out of your curiosity, based on what we're hearing around the NFL, is that a real thing or is that smoke?
I would be shocked if the Bears stay at number one, they don't take Caleb Williams. I would also be shocked if they don't stay at number one. Like, I think if Jaden Daniels is going to be the number one pick, it would involve the Bears trading out of the spot. And I didn't hear anything in Indianapolis. I didn't hear one thing in Indianapolis from anybody, you know, in the league, like source-wise, to convince me the Bears were not going to take Caleb Williams.
Wow. Okay.
What were you hearing out of the combine that piqued your interest? Was there any information or it seemed like the wind was blowing one way or the other on any of these prospects or teams that may trade up or down? Anything that you can share with us coming
up? I think the Patriots are an interesting spot at three, right? And depending on who goes one and two, we assume it's Caleb one, and then who does Washington take, assuming Washington takes a quarterback? And I think the Patriots are a pivot point because if the guy they want isn't there, do they trade back? Does that number three spot, let's say Washington takes Daniels and the Patriots don't love Drake May. I'm not saying that's the case, but this is hypothetically, right? But someone else does, right? The Vikings or the Broncos or somebody that want to come up and trade for that number three pick. What do the Patriots do? Are the Patriots determined to take a quarterback there, develop him, and then bring in another veteran? If that's the case, does that make sense for Russell Wilson? You know, New England, like, so New England to me is a very interesting team because of where they sit in the draft. In a draft where we think there's going to be three quarterbacks taken with the first three picks, they have the third of those picks, and I think that a lot of teams are interested to see what they want to do with it in terms of trading back potentially, and that being a spot where you can move up and get one of those top three quarterbacks.
We're talking with Dan Graziano, of course, ESPN NFL reporter here on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio. If I said to you right now you could go to one team and use every source you have with that team because there's going to be so much around that team. Which team is that?
You mean just like over the next week? Like
over the next week,
I want to know everything they're doing?
Yes.
I don't know if this is the answer, but the first team that popped into my head is the Houston Texans, right?
Interesting.
So because CJ Stroud on a rookie contract, they have cap space. Like if Chris Jones were to hit the market, they'd throw a pile of money at him, right? Like, is that the place where Saquon Barkley gets his deal? Do you pair him with CJ Stroud? And that could be a piece that puts them over the top. A team that has already been to the second round of the playoffs and has this window with the rookie quarterback to try and win now. So I want to see how they use their cap space. I think the Bears are an obvious answer. But that is one team we don't talk about a lot. That I think is a very interesting team around the league. How quickly does Houston do what Cincinnati did? You know, Cincinnati was never a free agency team. Mm-hmm. And then around the time they draft Joe Burrow, they start going hard in free agency.
They start spending money,
because like, hey, here's where we can spend our money while we have this quarterback on the rookie deal. Does Houston follow that model? And if so, how quickly do they become like a real title contender?
Wow. Raj, you just brought up the Bengals. They franchise tag T. Higgins. Feet to the fire. Does he play for the Bengals or does he get traded to another team?
Feet to the fire, I say that Bengals keep it together. I am not ruling out the possibility of a trade if they get like some great offer. But based on the Bengals' history, I think what they would try and do is run this thing back and keep him on the team as long as he's okay with it, which, you know, we haven't heard yet.
We'll see Graz on Get Up at 8 a.m. Eastern on ESPN with Greeny. Always great stuff with us. We're on Sportsmanlike, presented by Progressive Insurance. We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
Javonte's been killing it today with the music.
On the ones and twos, man.
Killing it.
Crushing it.
Is he married, by the way? Nuno is claiming that Javonte would get married and not tell anybody. So do we want to formally ask him if he's married?
Probably.
Javonte, are you married?
No, okay. I am not.
All right, back to regular.
Feels like a lie.
You're saying he's lying, Pat?
Yeah, he hesitated.
Pat has not. I'm going to just clue everybody in. So we've had this discussion for anybody just tuning in now about social red flags. It all stemmed from Smalls bringing to our attention somebody that she had met that's in their 30s that has never been invited to a wedding in their life.
Not. I've never been to a wedding. I've never even been invited to a wedding.
Right. Not family. Not friend. Not coworker. Nothing.
Just to be clear, this is not a friend. This is an acquaintance.
Neither. Somebody
because of the social red flag of never being invited to a wedding. Exactly.
So that then turns into wedding gifts and invites and all this kind of stuff, yeah. Which has turned into Pat Costello. If you think in 15 minutes he's normally angry and I'm over it, I don't know the level that we would say he's at right now, but it is extreme.
Dude, they're so stupid. Okay? It's so dumb. What are we doing? Why are you spending $50,000 on a party that you're inviting me to and then expecting me to pay you money for it? That's crazy.
Do we have to deep dive this a little more? Like, do we think that Pat is, there's like more to this? Like, what if Pat meets the right person in life for him, whomever that person is, and that person wants to have a wedding that they're going to spend $50,000?
A big wedding.
So what is he going to do?
You know what, though? Something about it says that if Pat does meet the right person, that that person is going to be aligned with him in terms of a wedding being a huge waste of money when they could take that money and do so many other things to enhance their life.
So
let's buy a house.
Exactly.
Like, what are we doing?
But how does he find that out? Because you can't just ask somebody on a first date, thoughts on a wedding.
It doesn't have to be a first date, but as you're getting to know somebody, that's going to come out.
You like, find out they want to get married,
is this person practical, or is this person concerned with the optics of it and somebody that's going to want a huge party for their wedding?
Yes.
Dude, weddings are just for other people. I don't even think people who have weddings like the weddings that they have. They just do them for the pictures and then go to a church and have them for other people who want to be at the church and then have a party for other people that they don't even enjoy. I don't even think people like weddings.
I was exhausted at the end of my wedding. I was tired. I was like it's like it's so much angst about how the day is going to go. You've done all of this preparation to make sure everything is absolutely perfect. You got to take the pictures beforehand. We did a first look, so all of those different things, making sure that the wedding venue is straightened out before we got dressed up. I mean, it's a whole process. So by the time you actually sit down to eat after the wedding, it's just like, man, I just want to eat and lay down.
Some people don't even get to eat at their wedding.
That's all I wanted to do. Well, I made sure I was going to eat. What we paid for the food, I was going to make sure I ate good and I drank good.
I made sure I did that.
But at the end of it, I was exhausted. Like, it was a blur to me. Not to mean that the day wasn't special, but it was an absolute blur because there were so many different moving parts that we had to coordinate. I don't even feel like I really enjoyed it the way that I should based on what I spent for the damn thing.
My wedding weekend was great. I mean, Patriots won 38-20 over the Eagles the next day.
Oh, here we go.
What, was that not part of the normal wedding? November 27, 2011? I made sure I got to watch Pat's Eagles on Sunday.
You're one of those people?
What?
You had a wedding during football season?
Violation.
On a Thanksgiving.
Social red flag.
Flag on the play.
Flag on the play. There was no game.
November 26, 2011. Go search it.
If you have, there were no games. Evan, if you have a wedding, and I thought we discussed this earlier on in our show.
It was Thanksgiving weekend.
I don't care.
I didn't want people at the wedding.
That's another red flag.
I didn't want people there.
You had a wedding in the fall during football season, and you had a wedding on a holiday weekend.
Yes.
No to both of them. Green light
all around.
Don't kidnap my football weekend with your wedding and don't kidnap my holiday weekend.
Exactly right.
Evan Cohen, I am so disappointed in you.
Exactly right.
No way.
Don't
no
come. That was my goal, for as many people to say no as possible. I don't want anybody. I just wanted my wife there. That was it.
Then why didn't you elope?
Well, we have to do it for other people.
If you just wanted to be you, go to City Hall.
Yeah.
Done. Easy button. Hey, we're married. We just popped
up. Pat's partially right on some of this stuff, I will say.
But we are trashing weddings. Weddings are a great time. I love love. I love to see people celebrating their love. I love the dancing. I love getting dressed up. I love to have drinks with friends. I mean, weddings are really fun, but I think we have approached this threshold where it's gotten to be too much. It's too expensive. It's too much. Too much is required for us to celebrate you.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. In or out on weddings? You can tune into college basketball action tomorrow, by the way, Houston and Kansas, presented by Robinhood. Coverage begins 3:30 p.m. Eastern, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
No, hold on. Who's out on weddings? Why we out
Pat,
on weddings?
Just Pat, said. What do you mean? Who's out?
I don't think Pat is out on weddings.
He's out.
Weddings are not more fun than they are annoying. Don't invite me to your wedding. I don't want to come.
Okay. Oh, noted. Wow. Okay.
But I have a wedding that I'm going to go to.
So, Pat, will you be upset if I get married and I invite everybody on the staff except for you?
Yeah, that's fine.
But do you want to be invited?
I mean, maybe.
See?
I'm like Greeny. I just want to say, invite me so I can say no, like Greeny.
Okay,
that's
deal.
The best case scenario.
But he's not gonna say no though. He's actually gonna show up to your wedding.
He knows that we're all going.
He's gonna show up at your wedding.
Pat,
he's gonna be
gonna
there.
Come.
Eh, depends where it is. I'm not taking a flight for your wedding.
What if I promise you it's an open bar?
I'm not taking a flight. If I have to take a flight, I'm out. If I can drive to it, I'll come.
Okay.
If it's in St. Louis, Pat, you're not gonna go.
Fair.
Absolutely not. I'm not taking a flight to your wedding. You know how much? That's like $500 just to go to your wedding. That now I have to give you a gift.
No, you don't have to give me a gift.
Hotel.
She didn't say
and
you had
hotel.
To give her a gift.
No, I'm just saying.
She just wanted you to be there.
I'm Dez more in general than Michelle. Oh, okay. But
yeah, okay.
I'm not flying to your wedding, getting a hotel, and then giving you a gift.
He just brought up an interesting point. Is your dream scenario in St. Louis?
It is not.
Okay, so then, Pat, you still may be able to be there.
Too many people that I would have to invite. I don't think I would have a good time because I'd be spread too thin.
Hence why I did what I did.
Trying to
where is it,
talk
then?
To everybody.
Amalfi Coast? Yes, yes. I've been looking
Pack
for a reason.
Pack your passports, boys.
I've been looking for a reason.
You know me too well, Cece.
San Pietro, here I come again. Let's go.
Limoncello upon arrival.
Let's go.
In or out on weddings.
Let's get these Aperol spritzes popping.
It's really
I'm telling you, there's going to be more people like Pat than you realize. That there's people that are listening right now that are like, you know what? Pat's on to something.
Well, listen, we're all... First of all, I hear where Pat is coming from. I don't know how true that is. But
we're going to find out.
I'll say this. You are a monster for having a wedding on a football weekend that also was a holiday weekend. I don't even have the words
there was
to
no
describe how
that
disappointing.
Night. Go look at the schedule.
It doesn't have to be football that night. It's a football weekend.
So what?
We had this conversation when our show first launched, and I told you about the friends that my wife and I had that decided they were going to have a wedding on a football Friday, one of the first football Fridays of the fall. They were going to have a wedding, and I asked them, what are we doing here? I thought we all came to the consensus that this was a faux pas. The fact that you actually did that, I can't believe you. I can't believe you.
No, there were literally no games.
So I'm looking at that Saturday.
Michigan, Ohio State was during the day. Keep
going. That would be a tough one.
So November 26th, 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Number 2 Alabama smacked around Auburn. Number 5
wow.
Number 5
during
Virginia,
the day.
During the
day,
number 5 Virginia Tech shut out Virginia.
Oh, he just had to throw that in there.
He just had to throw that in there.
Number 6 Stanford beat 22 ranked.
But you're making it seem like I'm only inviting radio hosts. Like there weren't radio hosts there. There literally was I think one person on the radio.
It's not just radio hosts that like football though.
But there's not one person that was at my wedding that was like, oh, my God, I can't believe it.
Did people travel for your wedding?
Very few.
Very few people had to
very
travel.
Very few.
Okay.
I could think of Two off the top of my head.
You are very inconsiderate to those two people.
They're okay.
Very inconsiderate
to they're both folks. Okay. They're both totally fine on that one. There was a clarification that was needed. We're talking to you, Cap'n J Hood, in Chicago, ESPN 1000. So they were talking on Cap'n J Hood about the idea of trading for T. Higgins, the wide receiver for the Bengals, because we had the conversation about the Bears potentially trying to trade for him. And here's what happened. I believe Sylvie may be in this clip as well.
Would you trade the 9th pick for T. Higgins?
No.
Because I got to pay him $25
million? Yep.
No.
I'm going to. You know he's great, though.
Yeah, I know he's a really wonderful football player. But no, I got to save some salary cap room, and I'm going to prefer to get Malik Nabers or Rome Adunze. What if.
Okay, so we agree. Because we never said to trade the 9th pick for T. Higgins.
Never said that.
So,
never said that.
But you still are in on the idea of the Bears trying to give up draft capital, just not obviously 1 nor 9, to go out and try to get T. Higgins, correct?
Yeah. I mean, first of all, I'd be shocked if the Bears didn't trade down from number 9, right? Because once they get past number 9, their next pick in the draft is number 75, which is in the 3rd round. Mm-hmm. They have no second round picks. Remember, they gave up a second round pick to Washington for the Montez Sweat trade. So I think it's a situation where we know they're going to trade down to try to add more day two picks. We know they'll probably get another day two pick with the Justin Fields trade. All I'm saying is with all of the draft capital that I'm anticipating the Bears having, that they use some of that in order to get T. Higgins. Now, I don't know exactly what it would cost in the way of draft compensation, but to the point of those guys, anytime you trade for a player, the compensation in the way of draft picks goes down if you have to then turn around and give the player a contract. All I'm simply saying is this. T. Higgins, there's no guesswork in terms of the kind of player he is. With Rome Odunze or Malik Nabers, you don't know what kind of receiver you're going to get out of the draft. We think they'll be good, but we don't know. I'm sure Chicago Bears fans thought once upon a time that Kevin White would be good. How'd that work out for you? And some people are saying, who the hell is Kevin White? Exactly. That would be the point. He was a guy that you took with a top 10 pick in 2015, and he played all of 15 games for you. Yeah. That's the risk that comes along with these draft picks. But you go out and you get a guy like T. Higgins, a proven commodity, yeah, you're going to pay him. But guess what? You got $56 million in cap space. You locked up Montez Sweat. You locked up Jalen Johnson. You got Tremaine Edmonds in your middle of your defense. You got your bookend tackles. You got DJ Moore. Like, you got to pay. You can pay some people. Mm-hmm. And why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you pay a premium for T. Higgins in order to have that wide receiver tandem for the quarterback that you're going to take with the number one overall pick?
You should do everything in your power to protect Caleb Williams and surround him with talent. And T. Higgins, as you said, is a known commodity. I love that thought process.
Bears fans are hoping that Ryan Poles is the one who gets it done, just like Granger, CC, for the ones who get it
for
done.
For the ones who get it done. Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop by Granger for the ones who get it done.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do. Big, small, and when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the Unsportsmanlike Podcast on ESPN Radio.
The always happy-go-lucky, warm, welcoming Pat Costello has items around sports, news, entertainment, his life that he's over, including maybe sending, I don't know, a text to the wrong person.
Oh, yeah, I did text the group chat yesterday, but I was right, so it's fine.
Pat,
I accidentally texted our Unsportsmanlike group chat explaining the argument we were having about people wearing jerseys in the stands, and
explaining.
I was trying to send it to a different group, and send it to you guys by accident.
He ripped the entire show yesterday. Totally. Send it to the wrong people and send it to us.
Yep, but I was right, so it's fine.
Who did you mean to send it to?
Just other friends who were asking. Like, they were like, "Wait, what was this jersey thing?" So okay. I was trying to send it to them and explain to them why I was right correctly.
All right, Pat, go ahead.
I'm still on the wedding thing, and I think that insane. Yeah, it's just insane to me. But the thing that really is crazy to me, and Michelle, you might even be able to speak to this. The bachelorette culture is like wild to me.
Nuts.
Because the amount of money that is asked of you to spend to go to this bachelorette thing is so crazy. I have people that I know that were like, it cost me $4,000 to go to a bachelorette party for like 4 days. I'm like, what?
Wow.
That's so stupid. That is so dumb.
It depends on where you stay, but
I'm not paying $4,000 for anything. I don't even have $4,000, but I'm not paying it anyway.
Yeah, the bachelorette party culture has really evolved since my time graduating from college. It used to be, we'll get together, we'll go out for one night, we'll go out to a bar, go to a club, whatever. Then it became the trip. Then it became a 3-day trip, then a 4-day trip. Then it's, we're getting a boat in addition to the club.
Oh,
we're getting a house. We're decorating the house. Everyone's getting little gift bags when you arrive. Oh, yeah, balloon arches, all sorts of stuff.
Really?
Wow.
When I tell you the amount of money that people are spending for bachelorette parties, it'll blow your mind.
It sounds like a racket.
And then you have to go to the wedding and give them a gift.
After you've already gone to the bridal shower and given a gift, and probably the engagement party and given a gift.
Plus, you have to probably buy the dress too, don't you? You have to buy the bridesmaid's dress?
Some brides will buy the bridesmaid's dress for you, but others do not.
So,
I've been in both scenarios.
So you have to pay for the bridesmaid's dress for some... Wow.
It's usually a couple $100.
Wow.
Plus shoes.
Wow.
Sometimes the bride will pick up hair and makeup or jewelry. Sometimes they won't. It all depends on the bride.
Small, but the bride is going to have a glam team there and have makeup done. They're not going to spring to have your makeup done too?
But then they have to bring in more people because it takes a long time to do everyone's hair and makeup.
Smalls, your best female friend, whomever that person is, all in, how much is it going to cost you for them to get married?
I was the maid of honor and my best girlfriend's wedding, and we had a bridal shower in Chicago, and then I planned a bachelorette party to Austin, Texas. That was amazing. And I don't even remember the final figure, but it was worth every penny.
It's
got
to be close to $5,000 at least.
Probably close.
Yeah. Pat's thrilled about that.
See?
But I was okay doing that because I wanted her to have the best of everything.
Yeah.
So in that instance, I was fine with it.
It's when you have to do it the second and third time, though.
I don't need names, obviously.
Wow. No, I mean other friends, I'm saying. Well,
but it's like, it builds up. I've definitely spent at least $20,000-$30,000 on my friend's weddings, for sure.
On the low end.
I've been in a lot of weddings, guys. Gosh.
Do you think there were people that went to that bachelorette that were like, oh, God, I don't want it. I can't afford this. I don't want to do this. Like, could you tell when you were there that there were people that were like, oh, man.
No, I have been at bachelorette parties like that, but I had an Excel spreadsheet. I talked to everybody before. I ordered groceries and booze to the house to try to save money. I planned one big night out, and I was very cognizant of asking people in advance, are we cool with booking the boat? It's going to be this much per person. Are we cool with doing this? It's going to be this much per person. And gave people the out if they maybe were not in a financial space to participate.
Is that giving them the out? I don't know if that's giving them the out.
An Excel spreadsheet for a bachelorette party?
You have no idea. Yeah, the months and months of planning it took to execute this thing.
I believe you. I just think that's funny to have an Excel spreadsheet for bachelorette parties.
Flights, who's coming in when? How are they getting back to the house? Do we need to send a car? We're taking a boat.
We need to rent
a party bus. We need to get booze on the party bus. We need to get booze to the house. How's it getting delivered? Who's got the playlist? Where's everybody sleeping?
I mean, with all of that effort, I don't know if I have a friend that's that close to me where I'm going to do all that for. I'm just sitting there thinking about all of the logistics, all of the planning. And I don't know that I got a friend in my phone that I would do all of that.
I feel like dudes are like, we're going to Mexico. Well, book your flight. Here's the hotel.
That's
hey, bro, we're going to show up and we'll figure it out. Yeah,
I have friends that I would do that for. I don't have a friend that would want that done for him.
So you have a friend that you would go through all of that planning, an Excel spreadsheet,
anything they want,
figure out travel itineraries for everyone.
I got a couple
friends. You got friends like
that? I would do literally anything they wanted within, like, not crime, but... I don't think any friend that
I don't know. I think I might do the crime. Rather than having to go with the Excel spreadsheet.
Wait a second.
I might be the big trunk and the shovel guy. Like, I'm on board. I'll do that. Call me when you need bail money. Call me if you need me to bring a shovel. I'll do that before I break out the Excel spreadsheet.
Just so we're clear.
I'm not doing the Excel spreadsheet.
You know what, Javante? Do me a favor. Just lower the music for 1 second just because we need this loud and clear.
What's up?
Chris Canty, you'd rather commit a crime... than do an Excel spreadsheet.
Yes.
Okay, back to you, Javante and Pat.
Like rob a bank?
Yes, I'm with Javante. I got the getaway car, Javante. I got you, bro. I'll sit outside the bank rather than putting together an Excel spreadsheet for a bachelor party weekend. Just saying it sounds ridiculous.
We're going to use someone's pickup truck?
Oh, boy.
It would be easy to hop in the bed.
Well done.
And
well done,
grab everybody from the airport in the pickup truck. Exactly. We'll do that.
I think Scotty and Raleigh on 99.9 The Fan, what's up? We'll be on my side.
He's taking calls.
Let's do it. What Scotty got for us? Do we have Scotty on? Let's bring Scotty on.
I'm here. Listen, I have three daughters. My oldest got married on the 24th of February, and my middle got married on the 6th of January. And what we told them was there are no rules of wedding. Whatever you all can do. If everybody doesn't like it, then so be it. This is your day, not theirs. So we were fortunate because they married guys that are already established, that make good money. One's an engineer, one's a software developer. And they said, listen, we will pay for this wedding. We just ask that we can get your help from time to time. So we did contribute, but it wasn't like we paid for the entire thing. They insisted on paying for their wedding.
Wow.
So if you have a situation...
I don't know how he agreed with you, Pat. What did he say exactly?
I don't know. That's great, Scotty. You had daughters who had rich husbands. That's, like, great.
I love how Pat interrupts himself for a caller that didn't agree with him.
Now I have to give Scotty's daughters a gift because they have rich husbands? This is so stupid.
He was saying the opposite. No gift. If they're paying for their wedding, it's their wedding.
Good job, Pat.
Thanks for listening to the Unsportsmanlike podcast on ESPN Radio. You can listen to Unsportsmanlike live weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on SiriusXM Channel 80. You can also watch on ESPN2 and on ESPNU. Unsportsmanlike with Evan Canty and Michelle.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome. So you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.